Don't let others spoil your faith and joy with their philosophies, their wrong and shallow answers built on men's thoughts and ideas instead of on what Christ has said.
Welcome to Life Talk with Pastor Jeff Wickwire, founder and senior pastor of the exciting Turning Point Church in Fort Worth, Texas. Pastor Jeff brings you powerful biblical messages, along with practical applications that can help you grow in your personal walk with Jesus Christ. So stay tuned and be challenged, be encouraged, and be transformed by the power of the Word of God. On today's edition of Life Talk, we are continuing the message entitled Shock on Judgment Day and Just Do It. This is the final chapter of the series called The Sermon on the Mount. To tell us more about the message, here's Pastor Jeff.
Last time we closed our discussion on how important it is that we not only listen to Jesus' teachings, but live them out in our daily life. Today on part two of our message, we're going to explore what it means to build your life on the rock of Jesus' teachings. We're going to contrast the person who centers his or her life around worldly philosophies not based in Scripture and the person who patterns their life around what Jesus taught. Jesus will tell us in no uncertain terms that the person who does not live out his teachings will not be able to stand in the storms of life, but the person who faithfully follows him will survive and thrive. With that in mind, let's get right to this sobering message from Jesus. There's going to be worldwide shock on the part of many who assume that just because they used his name and gathered a crowd, they were going to be received into glory. There are going to be television ministers who made endless false promises to gullible viewers that if they would just send them money, just send in your money, God will perform a miracle for you. If you just send in your money, you're going to get a miracle. And now it's to the point where many people believe, if I don't give and purchase my miracle, I'm not going to have a miracle. Can I say it? Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Right? But we have been so taught that you got to send in seed money. And if you don't send in seed money, then you're not going to get any miracle. And you know what? Most of those promises never happen. And those men are going to answer to God. I've talked to people who walked away from Christ, walked away, because they were watching television, usually the telethons. Boy, I'm going to get in trouble here when this goes on radio. But every kind of zany, unbiblical, you know, send in your $70 and in 70 days you're going to get $700, or send in your $21 on the 21st of this month, and all this stuff. And then you have thousands of people out there, it never happens, but they gave. And if they're young in the faith, they stumble. And they say, well, none of this must be real. And they walk away. I've talked to them. It ought to be cleaned up. You know, if God's with you, and I'm not saying you shouldn't ask for support, but some of these promises, send in your money, and as soon as we receive that check, your runaway child is coming home. Or as soon as we get that check in the mail, that your wife who's dying of cancer is going to be healed. Oh, I've heard all that stuff. I just think it's atrociously sinful. I just do. Because tens of thousands are watching these things all over the world. You're telling me that everybody who sends in that check that has wayward children, all of them experience their children running home because they gave? Come on, Jerry. Y'all with me tonight? I just want honesty out there. These things, I say it's time for people to be honest and shoot straight and tell the truth and quit this manipulating. All right. There's going to be found on that day men and women who have stood behind pulpits in churches, both great and small, that taught false doctrine, misleading the people. They misrepresented Christ or perhaps they twisted the true message of the Christian faith. This happens every week, every Sunday. Suddenly, everything's going to be laid bare. All their hidden sins are going to be exposed, and it's going to be eternally too late to make it right. If you were in it just to make money off of Jesus, Lord, Lord, they will cry, but the injunction from the mouth of Jesus is going to be, depart from me. I never knew you. And they're going to reply, but hey, wait a minute. Didn't we talk about you speaking your name, do miracles in your name? And he will say, yes, but I saw the truth. Rather than truly serving me, you were living lawless lives, and you never really knew me. You used my name only for gain, never as one who truly knew and loved me. Listen, that's going to happen with some. For most, I believe there's going to be a reward, and I believe they're real. I'm not trying to taint you against ministries. I'm pointing out something that Jesus pointed out. That there's going to be some who are going to be really shocked on that day. What a day that's going to be. And the very fact that Jesus finishes his Olivet discourse on this note is certainly a warning to one and all that God is not to be trifled with. We may fool the people. We may even fool ourselves. But we cannot fool him. Amen? We can't. That's why we teach here, keep short accounts with God. Sure, you're going to mess up. Sure, you're going to make mistakes. Sure, you're going to sin. Anybody sinned yet this year? Oh, your hand better go up. You just now sinned by pride and lying. No. We're going to mess up. Of course we are. But we teach, keep short accounts with God. Repent, because he sees it. He never, to anything you tell him, he never says, well, I'll be. I didn't know that. You know that, Gabriel? He doesn't need to hear it. We need to say it. Keep our hearts clean. Now, in closing out his matchless discourse, Jesus tells the world just how important his teaching is and what are going to be the consequences for both those who hear and obey his words and those who do not. Now, here's what Jesus has to say to us. There are two foundations, and only two, upon which we can build our lives. A rock foundation or a foundation made of sand. Now, Jesus first talks about the rock foundation. And let me tell you what it is. It's not just Jesus as Savior, but it's Jesus as teacher. And this message tonight is really dovetailing with what I'm preaching on Sundays. Because he's not just our Savior, he's our teacher. He's our philosopher. He's our counselor. He's our guide. And we have been called to follow his teaching and to pattern our lives according to his teaching. That's why we're teaching Sermon on the Mount on Wednesday nights. Because he's teaching us in Sermon on the Mount how to do life. Okay? So Jesus is Savior of our life, but then we build our lives on the rock of his teaching. That's the rock foundation. So he says, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man that built his house on the rock. Look what happened. The rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall. Everybody say with me, it did not fall. Now, this house just went through a serious storm, but it did not fall. Why didn't it fall? Read it with me. For it was founded on a rock. The rock of Jesus as Savior and as teacher. Now, I want you to notice that Jesus first points out the necessity of doing what we hear. He that hears these sayings of mine and does them, acts on them, builds on them, obeys them, weaves them into the tapestry of their life. We must act on his teaching, not just listen to it. Everybody in here is hearing me right now. The question is, how many are going to go out and act on it? The Apostle James, as many of you know, gives the same command in his letter. He says, don't just listen to God's word. James 1, verse 22. Don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, what are you doing? You're only fooling yourself. If you go out and you say, man, that was good. Pastor Jeff did good. He sweated a little bit. I like watching him sweat. And you go out and you get in your car. And by the time you're home, you forget what you heard and you don't apply it. He said, you just deceived yourself. You're fooling yourself if you think just listening is enough. It's only the doer of the word that benefits. Three verses later, James writes, but if you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free, and that's the word of God, the teachings of Jesus set us free. And if you do what it says and don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you for doing it. Amen. He doesn't bless you for hearing it. He blesses you for doing it. So how many in here want to be blessed? I know I do. I love God's blessing. I love knowing the hand of my God is upon me. So if you want to be blessed, he says, put what you hear into action. Assimilate the word into your life. Walk it out, and you will be blessed. Jesus goes on to tell us that life brings guaranteed storms. Not only are we to be doers of the word, but he guarantees us that storms are going to come. Being a Christian does not stormproof your life. Sometimes you even have more trials because now the devil's after you. Right? We got to learn how to deal with the devil. Now, look how Jesus describes the storm. He says, the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew, and look what they did. Beat on that house. That's brutal. He doesn't say if they come. He intimates when they come. And the rain represents trials. He says, the rain descended. That's trials. He's using rain as a metaphor. The trials begin to fall. Jesus says the rain of trials falls until it becomes a flood of trials. And how'd that flood come? Well, of course, it rained so hard that it turned into a flood. Jesus is talking about a major trial here. Amen. Rain falls until it floods. And then on top of the rain, a howling wind begins to blow against you. That's the wind of adversity. So here you are, rain is falling, and it doesn't just fall a little bit. You got a trial here and a trial there. Suddenly there is a conspiracy of trials, like a band of trials that comes against you, so much so that it is a flood of circumstantial difficulty. And then on top of that, the howling wind of adversity. Here you are, it came from nowhere, and now you're in a real battle. Jesus says that this multi-pronged attack beats on the house. Now, I tell you all the time that words matter, especially Bible words. Do you know that the word beat here means to rush violently upon? It signifies something so strong that whatever it encounters falls or bows down in its presence. Picture somebody standing in the ocean as a 12-foot wave rises and crashes down upon them. They don't stand there while a 12-foot wave rises and crashes down upon them. They are knocked down by the wave and carried by the wave. That's the idea behind the word beat. Your house is all of a sudden under assault. Your marriage, your finances, your health, something. And you know what? Jesus says when storms like this come, they reveal real quickly what we've built our house on. Have you ever noticed that? If you want to find out if your roof has a leak, let it rain hard for a long time. All of a sudden, every weakness in your house is revealed. Amen. Same thing with you and me in trials. And here's what the trials reveal. Have I built my spiritual house with the brick and the mortar of the teachings of Jesus Christ? Or have I built with the uncertain, faulty philosophies of this world? The storm will always reveal the answer, because either you're going to stand or you're going to fall. You're going to make it through it or you're going to go down under it, based on what you built your house on. Jesus promises that if we pattern our lives on his teachings, when the storm is over, guess what we're going to be doing? Standing. Standing. Because we've built on the rock of his word. Just going back over this series a little bit, we will have built or put into practice per the things we've studied in the Sermon on the Mount the last few weeks. If we are building on what Jesus taught, then we're going to have lives of forgiveness, moral purity, blessing enemies, right motives for fasting, prayer, and giving. We will have set our affections on heavenly riches over earthly riches. We will have stopped worrying about our lives. We will be found seeking first His kingdom and practicing persevering prayer. We'll be found walking in the confidence that God is good and can be trusted. We will have learned to recognize false prophets, and on it goes. Amen. All the things we've looked at in chapter 5, 6, and 7 will be, to the best of our ability, as we grow in grace, we will have been putting those things into practice. Amen. The foundation of Jesus' teaching is a solid rock. Can we say that together? The foundation of Jesus' teaching is a solid rock. Is He your teacher tonight? Amen. Well, of course, I'm talking to the choir. You're here on a Wednesday night listening to His teaching. Conversely, Jesus warns that if you build your life around worldly thinking, false philosophies, faulty worldly assumptions, the same storms are going to come to you as well. You might be saved, but you haven't built your life on His teaching. And they will soon reveal what you have built on. Jesus warns, everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not what? Do them, will be like a foolish man who built his house on what? The sand. And the rain came, same rain. The floods came, same floods. Winds blew, same winds. And did the same thing, beat on that house. And look what Jesus said, it fell. And look what He adds to the end. And great was its fall. When somebody's life crashes down, it's always a great fall. Listen carefully to me, church. I'm telling you the truth. Any worldview, any philosophy that is not from Christ Jesus is going to fail you in the end. It's a guarantee. You're either built on sand or you're built on the rock. You're applying His teachings or you're not. Paul the Apostle warned in Colossians 2:8, one of my favorite verses, don't let anybody capture you with empty philosophies and high-sounding nonsense that come from human thinking and from the spiritual powers of this world, the devil, rather than from Christ. You notice what he said worldly philosophies do? They capture you. The word capture here means to be carried off like a predator with its prey. It's like a hawk that swoops down on a mouse, grabs him in its talons, and lifts off and carries him away for lunch. That's what false philosophies do to you and me. They grab hold of us, they capture us, and then they carry us away, enslave them. And you can be as saved as the day is long, but you have opened your life and your mind up to a worldly philosophy that has nothing to do with Jesus, and you have been captured. Well, I've seen all kinds of Christians in churches captured. We watch and listen to things all the time just because they say they're spiritual. Boy, I could talk shows. We listen to conservative talk shows where they're conservative politically. But those dudes are almost never conservative theologically. And you got to watch it, because a couple of them are Jewish, and they are really literally evangelists for Judaism rejecting Christ. And yet people know they're good people, they're intelligent people, and Christians listen to these people and they go, well, maybe I just need to go into Judaism and forget all this Jesus stuff, because these men will say, I don't believe that Jesus was the Son of God. And if you're not careful, the hawk will come down, get you in its talons, and you will be captured by a philosophy that has nothing to do with Jesus. And you wonder why you're depressed, oppressed, sad, confused, feeling lost, disconnected. The Living Bible puts it this way. Don't let others spoil your faith and joy with their philosophies, their wrong and shallow answers built on men's thoughts and ideas instead of on what Christ has said. If Jesus didn't say it, I don't want anything to do with it. You say, well, Pastor Jeff, that's narrow. It's a narrow way. It's a narrow way. So you need to expand your mind, Jeff, and be open to other ideas. That's what the devil told Eve. Amen. Go ahead and eat of that tree, Eve. You will know good and evil just like God. She ate that fruit to expand her mind, and it blew up her life and ours. I've seen through the years that it's one thing to turn to Christ as Savior, and I see people do it all the time. But it's another thing entirely to build your life around His teachings. Many who look to Christ as Savior don't ever wind up looking to Him as teacher, and that's the pulpit's fault. The pulpit ought to all the time be telling the congregation, listen, you need to be patterning your life after the words and teachings of Jesus. You will know the truth, His truth, and that is what makes you free. He's just not viewed as teacher, but he should be. Nobody understood in all of history life and people better than Jesus. Here's my observation as we come to the close. My observation has been Christians who don't dig into the scriptures to study and then practice what Jesus said almost always wind up captured by some kind of worldly thinking. They invariably become a mixed bag of biblical and worldly thinking. And in whatever area of life they embrace this worldly thinking, be it their morality, their finances, their relationships, their spirituality, they are robbed of what they could have had in Christ. Because He is the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and in Him is locked up all the wisdom and knowledge of God. Now notice how Jesus describes the end of the person who doesn't build their life on His teachings. The rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew, and they beat on that house and it fell. The same storm hits the last person that hit the first person. But he or she doesn't have the foundation of Jesus' teachings built on their life. So the foundation of sand they have built on gives way during the storm. And the whole house collapses. It's not the frame of the house that matters most. And anybody in construction here knows it's true. It's not the frame that matters. You can build an incredible frame on a faulty foundation. The frame is endangered immediately. Amen. You're wasting your time. You got to be sure that foundation is cement. What holds up the rest of your house is what matters most. And that is Jesus as Savior, Jesus as teacher. Now, in closing, Matthew records, and so it was when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished. Wow, did you hear that? Why? Because he taught them as somebody having authority and not as the scribes. Of course, they were astonished. Folks, this wasn't a normal man bringing a normal message on a normal day. This was God wrapped in flesh, come to earth to feel our pain and die for our sins and rise from the dead so that we can be justified by His blood. That's who was teaching.
We hope you were blessed by Pastor Jeff's message. We're so glad to have you with us today. Here at Life Talk, we want to stay connected with you and help equip and encourage you in your walk with the Lord. If you would like to receive e-devotionals and ministry updates from Pastor Jeff, visit our website at lifetalkradio.us. That's lifetalkradio.us. From there, you can sign up to receive this exclusive Life Talk listener email. When you sign in for the first time, we'll send you a free gift as a thank you for being a devoted Life Talk listener. So go to lifetalk.us and sign up for a free e-devotional today. To get a copy of today's message or this entire sermon series, give us a call toll-free at 877-884-3111. That's 877-884-3111. Our friendly staff will be standing by to assist you and even offer you a special discounted price so you can get your own copy of your favorite message or the entire sermon series from Pastor Jeff. This is our way of thanking you for your unwavering support for Life Talk. Once again, the number is 877-884-3111. Or visit our website at lifetalkradio.us for more information. You've been listening to Life Talk with Pastor Jeff Wickwire. To find out more about Pastor Jeff's ministry and Turning Point Church, visit us at lifetalkradio.us or call us toll-free at 877-884-3111. That's 877-884-3111. As a reminder, Life Talk is a listener-supported ministry. We exist to bring God's Word to thousands of people in your area on this great station. So your prayers and financial support go a long way in helping us with this endeavor. Thanks again for listening today. We look forward to meeting with you once again on our next Life Talk broadcast.